This is the English program. Well, don't tell us, don't say, we never tell you how to improve things. Now, we're going to look at 8 different ways you can help your children revise. Susan Davis is a senior lecturer for PGCE Primary at Cardiff Metropolitan University. And Susan has put this guide together for theconversation.com. She says, whoever said that your school days are the best days of your life may have been a bit of a sadist. Either that or they weren't ever part of the British education system. It's no secret that children living in England are some of the most tested in the world, and with pupils as young as 10 said to have been left sobbing after SATs tests in the UK schools recently, it's clear that exam pressure is something that starts early in the British Isles. She says, as much as most children and parents hate tests and revision, exam time is just another part of school life, and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere anytime soon. The good news is that there are things you can do to help the exam period to stay as stress-free as possible, helping to keep door slamming and tears to a minimum. So first of all, try to get ahead. In the run-up to the exam time, sit down together with your child and work out the best times for revision. Make a revision timetable on a big piece of paper and pin it up somewhere prominent. When it comes to revision, research shows that little and often is better than overlong sessions. Cramming at the last minute is also counterproductive, so it's best to start early and put in the groundwork while there's still time. You need to learn what works. We know that different people have different styles of learning. It's important your child is working in the way that's right for them. Find out what motivates them and use it to your advantage, be it an end goal, such as doing well in the exam, or building a skill, such as learning a language. Don't use bribes. This puts undue pressure on your child and sets the wrong precedent. They should want to achieve for their own sake, not yours or because there's a cash reward in it. You must stay positive. During exam season, it can be all too easy for your child to forget that learning can actually be enjoyable. The field of positive psychology takes a glass half full approach to life, celebrating the positive rather than the negative. Looking at revision from this angle, there are numerous benefits, such as increased knowledge and working towards personal goals. This can be an opportunity for you to support and help your child to achieve. Research has found that parental involvement in their child's education has a significant positive effect even into adulthood. So, what you do now could make a big difference in years to come. It's important to get the snacks on the go. Put the kettle on, buy plenty of healthy snacks for your studious workers. The healthier the better. Any foods high in omega-3, such as oily fish, flax seeds, and walnuts, support concentration and cognitive function, so they are ideal. Foods high in antioxidants, such as fruits, especially berries and tomatoes, and moderate amounts of caffeine can help concentration. Green tea and dark chocolate, which are especially rich in specific antioxidants called polyphenols, I hope I got that right, can also support brain function. Ripe bananas or sunflower seeds are great to snack on because they naturally increase dopamine, a brain chemical involved in increasing motivation and concentration. Try to keep your thoughts to yourself. The concept of the self-fulfilling prophecy proposes that what we believe about a child has a habit of coming true. So if they get told they can't do maths and are better at English, chances are that this will be reflected on the day of the results. So with teenagers, if we say they are good at something, they will often believe the opposite. Basically, if we label either in a positive or negative way, in some form, this will manifest in adverse outcomes. So it's best just to keep those thoughts to yourself in the run-up to the exam. Set aside a calm room or space for revision. Invest in some large plastic boxes to keep all the books and resources tidy and easily accessible. Ensure that where possible the space is kept well organized and clutter-free, because it turns out that the old tidy desk, tidy mind saying might actually have some truth to it. Researchers at Princeton University have found that if our environment is cluttered, the chaos restricts our ability to focus. Clutter can also limit the brain's ability to process information, so keep those desks clear. Try pooling your skills. It may be that some parents in your social group are better at science or maths than you are, so a skill swap to support your respective offspring might be the answer. Parents more knowledgeable in GCSE physics could facilitate a tutorial, while you could coach a group in English. You could even rope in other family members with expert knowledge or subject specialisms to help handle the task of revision. Make sure you take a break. Research has shown that spending time outdoors in green spaces such as parks or woodlands decreases stress and anxiety. Try and incorporate some of the great outdoors into your child's revision routine in the lead up to exam time. Exercise such as a kickabout in the park, a swim, run, or even some sort of whatever classes or something can help them let off steam while giving those young minds a break from the books.